80s, 90s, 2K, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Sprock of the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. When we get through this, when you get that big fat stimulus check, spoil yourself. You've earned it. Maybe you want to spoil yourself with a brand new sound system for your vehicle. Patterson's Audio and Video has state-of-the-art car audio systems. They have a huge selection. They can find the perfect fit for you and your vehicle. And you can learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. Of course, when the world opens back up, you can certainly stop by in person. They're across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or you can give them a call today at 208-678-6997. Last hour, we visited with Cheryl Viola of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about the importance of inspiring others and how you can inspire others. Normally, we come back and we talk about a business of the week and all of the things that are happening in the Magic Valley, but Cheryl, as I had mentioned last hour, because the world's effectively canceled right now, we're going to take a bit of a different approach this week, and we're just going to talk about we're going to highlight specific industries that really do deserve a pat on the back.
Absolutely. You know, as I thought and thought and thought how we're going to try and keep some normalcy to our crazy world right now and how are we going to continue to do business of the week. And that was when the idea came to do the industry. And so it is my pleasure to say that we want to honor the teachers and educators this week because they have all gone above and beyond to be in contact with students and parents and get the online learning set up. And so on the social media posts, make sure you show some love and like, comment, and share. But we are highlighting all of the educators in Jerome. So we've got Canyonside Christian School, we've got Heritage Academy, we've got, of course, Jerome School District, and CSI.
I think what these teachers have done is remarkable. They were given no real time to prepare. I mean, they had spring break.
They had to give up some of their spring break.
Yeah, they had to give up their spring break, and they had to completely redesign how they go about building people, because that's what teachers are doing. They're building people. And in a matter of days, they had it figured out. They had a plan. And now today, for example, my son is upstairs learning as he would be in school, but from the comforts of our living room, because his teacher, Mrs. Mancari at Sawtooth Elementary, I want to give her props. But she's not alone. All teachers, you know, in all of the Magic Valley have really gone above and beyond to make sure that these kids can continue growing their brain while all of us grownups are kind of living in a world of chaos around them. I just can't say enough good things about educators right now.
I can't either, which is why I just think that for the first, you know, for this first week while we're adjusting to all of this, that how fitting is it to highlight, and like I said, not only the teachers, but the educators, because we're talking this, you know, the school district offices, the principals, the vice principals, and all those who are the superintendents that had to start putting in plans of action and supporting their teachers and making everything available so that we could be up and running once the kids finish their spring break.
Yeah, it takes everybody to make this happen. And it took all of these school administrators and teachers and management and education leaders to really come together and come up with a plan. And they have excelled. They have excelled better than I ever thought was going to be possible. And so when it's safe again, don't do it today. But when it's safe again, hug a teacher. Thank them for the efforts that they have put into your child's life and your child's education, for sure.
Send virtual hugs through the social media on the Business of the Week post. Send a little memes, you know, of the hugs and stuff.
Yes, and make sure you check out that post. And I'm going to go tag Mrs. Mancari in it right now. But if you have a teacher or an educator or somebody in school administration that has gone above and beyond for you and your kids, make sure you tag them in that post as well. You can get to the Facebook page by visiting the website. And again, if you want to read more about inspiring people, which I think is a really important thing right now, you can do that online at www.visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. Cheryl, it's always a pleasure. Stay safe, stay home. Good luck with the kiddos and week number one of learning from home. And we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
Great. Thanks, Brock.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.